Blackstone Audio presents The Matchlock Gun by Walter D. Edmonds. This book is read by Mark Turetsky. Chapter 1. The Spanish Gun. Edward watched intently as his father struggled into the blue uniform coat that he had had made when he was elected captain of the Gilderland Militia. It was a fine thing, he thought, to have Captain Tunis von Alstein for one's father. But he did wish that someday, just once even, his father would take the Spanish gun to the muster. It hung over the fireplace, its bell mouth pointing towards the front of the house, its brass-heeled stock towards the shed door. It was longer than a grown man, half again the length of the musket kept on pegs over the stoop door, and more than twice the length of Edward, who was 10 years old, with long legs, dark hair, like his mother's, and serious eyes. Tunis von Alstein often said that he had seen culverins that did not look so big as this matchlock gun. He used to tease Gertrude, his wife, about it, asking whether she had brought the gun with her to kill Indians. They were a young couple to have a 10-year-old son. They were handsome and high-spirited. He, lusty and thick-set, a true Dutchman. She, showing her Palatine breeding, dark, brown-eyed, with black hair braided round her head, her slim body limber and quick about her work. They had been 19 and 16 when they married, and she hated it when Tunis put on the militia coat. All summer he had been going off on military service, into the hills and down to Albany, and every time, to Edward's disappointment,